Mark, Leinster champions, can you believe it? You've done it.
Can I believe it? Yes, because I know what's in that room, Jonathan. Did I think it was going to happen maybe as soon, you know, this year with our first year? Probably not. And, you know, I don't think anybody can take it away from us. We went the hard route here. You know, we beat Longford, Meath, Kildare, and now Dublin. Like, you know, there's not many more Leinsters as hard won as that. And, I'm not saying I'm speechless, like, but to see the faces on the players, to see the faces on, you know, the rest of the management team that's from, obviously, Westmeath, and to see the supporters after the game, you know, that'll live long in my memory. And the chills... and the chills it's given us today is just unbelievable, and very, very proud to be part of that squad. And I know I speak to you about pride all the time, but when them lads put a shift in like they're after doing and leaving everything on Croke Park's field, you know, I can't say any more for them lads. You know what they've done for their county. They you know, they're legends. They've legendary status now. You know, two times ever. You know, this is the second time ever happening. And what they've done, they probably don't even know what they're inspiring the next generation of young boys and young girls who are able to play football. And that's what we want. And we need to build in this now. You know, as a county and as a team. So, just class, Jonathan. Really, really class.
I couldn't help but think back to what you told me after the Kildare game. Nobody's died from exhaustion on a football pitch. There's always a bit more. Your side found a bit more, particularly in extra time where it could have been easy to drop the heads. You blitzed Dublin apart, 1-4 without reply.
Yeah, I live by that. I said that this morning. Like, nobody's going to die off tiredness on this field. You may cramp, and if you cramp, you've done a job for us. We'll pull you off, but you're not going to die. I felt our squad won us the game today, you know. I do feel our squad, it wasn't our team, it was our 22, 23 players that had come off, you know, that came on, came back off, and just couldn't give any more. We, at the very end there, we had to send boys inside to stay inside because they couldn't cramp. And listen, Dublin lads were too, but, you know, their squad has been stretched the last few weeks over injury. And, you know, I read somewhere during the week, you know, in the last 20 years, you know, they've had 31 finals, they've lost 29, or they've won 29 of them, drawn two that they eventually went on to one. So to beat them, you need to be on top of your game. And we said to beat them, we need to show something different. And we showed something different there today.
What was it, something different?
Belief maybe that we could beat them. We went on, you know, I think even when Dublin scored that last point coming down the stretch to go a point up, we still believed, you know, we're giving another score on us. And I think we actually could have finished the game with another point. I think, as I said, a lot of teams maybe would fear Dublin and Croke Park and fear everything the surrounding. And that's the one thing I was worried about, I suppose, today, was not so much getting beat, was not to not perform. You know, they put everything in and the occasion would get to them and they'd be flat. If we performed and Dublin beat us, I would shake their hand and say, well done, guys, well done. We'll be back next year, or we'll try to be back next year. But I thought just the belief to go at them in that period where we kicked on four points. And our energy and our legs was great. And, you know, I do feel like there was another one or two goals probably out there today for us. But no, unbelievable. It's going to be a mad few days in Westmeath.
You talk about the impact off the bench. I think you know where I'm going with this. Everyone's talking about it. But to bring back Heslin, to come back, a lot of talk during the week about whether it's right or wrong. I suppose ultimately it's proven right. He came back at a big moment. How has that whole conversation developed?
Yeah, I think it's the right call now today, and it was obviously going to be a defining moment. But we know what he had given to Westmeath, Jay. I've been involved in squads and different things that you hear managers saying that the door's always open for people that's playing good club football, and ultimately I don't ever think it happens, you know. Ian Martin came in a few weeks ago, playing off an unbelievable few games for the Downs, and came in and played against Kildare and played again today. So, you know, we had already that precedent set, so if you're playing good club football, you're going to come in. John had kicked 3-11, one game, 2-9, another game. You know, I don't know, is there a manager out there that wouldn't take him in, especially after losing the injuries that we lost to Luke especially. And, you know, when you lose lads like that, you lose a bit of experience in the dressing room. So I kind of thought, right, what do I need here that's ready-made, that is experience and can be thrown into a big game? So when I rang him, the one thing I loved about his mannerism was that he was so willing to play for Westmeath. You know, he could have said, no, I'm in the media, I have a contract signed or something like that, but no, he wanted to play for Westmeath. Yes, it might have been easier because of the Leinster final, but he really, really wanted to play for Westmeath. And what again, he wasn't coming in just for today either, Jonathan. We have two massive games coming down the trot, and I hope I'm here next year, and he's going to hopefully be playing next year. And he'll have to play next year. There'll be no getting around it, and that's part of it. That's looking to the future. And, you know, we could lose more injuries now, and you just don't know. We always have to be, you know, seeing as these opportunities out. Westmeath are not like the Kerrys, even the Donegals, that they have such resources and players. You know, Westmeath have to rely on every single resource we get. And, you know, I communicated with the players before I made the decision, and I says, what do you think if he was a training this week? And the lads were buzzing straight away, and they says, listen, we'd rather be looking for John at John Hesson instead of for him. And I think he proved his worth out there the day, but catching them few balls around the midfield and kicking that unbelievable two-pointer.
Let's focus on a really positive at the end. The ball comes back off the post, Jack is back on, bang, euphoria.
Yeah, I think it was euphoria before that. I kind of figured we were going to win. And like Jack Duncan, to be fair, he could have sulked. He was taken off at half-time. You know, he was thrown in there at the deep end today, and the same similar with Sennan. Sennan was pulled this morning, or this week, and he could have sulked, but they didn't send him on as man of the match, nearly that since he was on the field. Jack came off like a man, and I said, Jack, you have to go and wing it back for the second half. No bother, Mark. What do you need me to do? He actually ended up playing cornerback, gets up for the goal, and he made the run along with Tag, and he kicked the point in the first half. Awesome young lads that have no fear. They have no fear, and they go at it. Shane Corcoran, Brandon Kelly, you know, Kevin Sullivan out there today was immense. Ray Connellan was immense. Matty Whittaker, you know, I could go on and on and on, like the fullback line. They're legends. What they've done for the Westmeath is proper legendary status, and I hope they enjoy it for the next few days.
I could talk to you all night long, but I think you've some celebrating to do. Congratulations.
Thanks,
Mark.
Jonathan. Good man. Hey, take care.